Acquired Taste Podcast. We're your three quirky girlfriends. We are those people in your life that it takes a minute to get to love.
And
we're an acquired taste.
An hour.
Yep, exactly. So I'm Bethany. I'm right here with Sam on my right.
Hello.
And I'm here with web girl Kathleen on my left.
Bonjour.
And we have kind of a bizarre situation today because normally we are able to find the rare 20 minutes in the Venn diagrams of our schedules that intersect. But today did not go so terribly well. I have something that I have to run away and record.
Something very cool that you have to do.
Yeah,
true. MTV asked me to be one of the people on a special for the VMAs that they're doing, which is awesome, and I'm very flattered. But I have to go shoot it in Midtown now, so I have to run away. But I leave the podcast in your hands because we're a team and you guys are fabulous. I'm gonna miss you guys too. I'm sad I'm not here this week. But anyway, okay, so I'm gonna run away.
Bye.
Miss America. God. Give a hand wave. We're going to miss you.
Beauty and grace. And ripped jeans.
Okay, can we say how we really feel about... No, I'm kidding.
That bitch! She'd be leaving us a high and dry.
Now I've got to turn her mic off. This is such a difficult podcast to do.
So do you think we can take the reins? Can we do it?
I think we can do this.
Our wiser older sister just left us.
Although we are even having trouble, like, we can't even move the not used mic while she's not in the room and do this. We're fine. I like this. Can you, like, shimmy into the... Kathleen's wearing doubloons.
I'm wearing a statement necklace that's actually a collection of old coins. Not real. Like, you couldn't really use them for money, but
they're like it's fake, very gypsy.
Fake old coins with a smattering of pearls. And it's, I've been walking around the office all day, and you know I'm coming like a dog with a bell.
Exactly.
Like this.
My mom has that same. So I'm convinced my mom's keychain sounds a certain way because I can hear her keys and it just is my, you know, oh, that's the sound of my mom.
Yeah.
And I thought I was crazy until my mom dropped me off at the mall to go shopping. And then 20 minutes later, I hear the keychain. Like, she was just supposed to be waiting outside. And I'm like, that's so weird. It sounds exactly like my mother. And I turn around and my mom's holding her keys in her purse.
Oh,
she's like,
my God.
I didn't want to wait. I'm like, holy. It does work.
Some things always just sound the same. When I was growing up, I could tell who was coming up the stairs to go to bed based on their footsteps on the bare wood floor.
That's an excellent use of identifying.
Right?
Yes.
So you can tell your mom by the sound of her keychain.
I could tell her by the sound of the keychain, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I could tell Bethany from her inhale.
That's funny.
Which is a weird thing to say. I'm noticing right now, I almost want to take it back because that's kind of creepy.
And I've heard you say before that you can tell which coworker is coming down the hallway by the sound of their footsteps.
My favorite is you.
When I'm running, I'm usually in my stomping heels.
So Kathleen comes into the studio every day to record her daily web update with me. And we have a standing appointment, but that never, you know, in this world, that never entirely works out. So depending on how much time has passed, I'll either hear, like, you could tell how busy she is because of how quickly I hear the scamper. At, like, 6 minutes later and I hear, I'm like, oh my God, okay, set up the studio, here she comes.
I'm coming for the web update, I'm coming.
You have to do this.
There are important viral videos to talk about.
Exactly. She didn't even get her ass in the chair yet. She's going, test. Is it on? Test. Oh, I still have my muffler on.
So have you been watching the Olympics recently?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I've been watching mostly like replays.
Yeah.
I'll watch the clips, which I'm not proud of. Mm-hmm. I think it's, you know, it's, I love competition.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't I want to watch the entire world compete?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I love the Summer Olympics. I love gymnastics. I love ribbon dancing. I love swimming.
I didn't know ribbon dancing was a thing.
Yeah.
Really?
It's a thing. Yeah. I think it's still like a category within the gymnastics. Yeah.
That is so pretty.
Yeah, I know.
Holy crap.
It's beautiful rainbows in the sky.
Have you been watching?
I have been watching. Yeah, okay. On and off. But I wouldn't be able to like tell you names or like event names because I'm like not... super
gotcha.
Sports oriented.
Okay, did you hear about all the purple on Michael Phelps' back?
Yes! I've been obsessed with the idea of cupping for a long time.
No, so few people know what that is!
I know, and Gwyneth Paltrow does it. And essentially, you put these cups on your back, and there's a suction thing that happens, and then it's supposed to stimulate circulation.
Right. And it looks like an octopus came out of the water and... backhanded you and the soul out of you.
Yeah.
Like, it looks ugly as hell, but I've never gotten it done. But Kathleen's phone has something to say. But from what I've heard, it does amazing things.
So I used to work for a magazine before I worked on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. And every spring, the beauty editors would go out and get all of these weird health-related processes, you know, services done. And I remember a couple of them came back and they had gotten cupping done. And that was a few years ago. That was the first time I heard of it.
I kind of want to try it.
I know, me too.
You've not done it either.
But I'm really afraid of damaging the skin. They say that it doesn't and that it's like a bruise and it heals, but you're really breaking capillaries. It's like getting a hickey.
Okay. Okay. It's all like, right, now maybe
it's
no.
like being lightly kissed by a vampire on purpose that you're paying good money for.
Like seven of them. Yeah.
Which I would pay money for.
That's true. And I have seen some ugly, like I have some yoga instructors who get them done regularly because, you know, when you work out that much, you really have to take some time to get different things to loosen your muscles up. Yeah. And they look like it's just, it was horrible.
I love the media's weeks. Fascination with it.
The actual title of the stories are
What Happened to Phelps' Back? What are the purple marks?
Obviously, he's a leper now, guys. Yeah. That's what happened.
I mean, it's kind of the equivalent of modern day leeching, is it not?
That's so true. You're absolutely right.
I mean, it's a weird thing. I'm a sucker for anything trendy.
Pun, suck, continue.
Yeah, exactly, continue. So, if we were going to have an Olympics.
Hold on!
So regal. Hear that music and you know NBC has you covered.
Right. And you also feel really unaccomplished because you're like, I shouldn't even be singing along with this. Never mind meowing along. I have no physical claim to fame whatsoever. That's all right.
That's okay because there can be all sorts of Olympics. Like every fall, my friends and I do the Beer Olympics.
Yes!
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Oh my God. Is it like the movie Beer Fest? Is it what I'm thinking?
I think it's loosely based off of that. And it's mainly just an excuse to get together every year and get
Do you have like themed events? Because you should.
Yeah, there are themed events. But if there was going to be an Olympics in something that wasn't a sporting event, what do you think you could compete in?
And this is gonna be the most boring thing I hope I ever say. Sunblocking.
Putting on sunblock.
I am the person at the beach who has, if you ask me to put block on you, you will not be touched by the sun.
That's amazing.
I cover every crevice, nook and cranny. I'm until you get naked. No, I'm kidding. But like, I am so particular. I don't love the sprays.
Yeah.
But if I do spray you, I'll have one hand cupped where the wind is so that it won't go too far. And I do the spray and spread method immediately.
I like sprays for scalp coverage.
Right on the parts.
Yeah, right on the parts.
And the tops of your ears. Mm-hmm. No one ever does that.
I know.
Yep. No, I have become really good at sunblocking people to the point where like I'll go out with friends and there'll be, you know, five of us or six of us at the beach and they'll all just wait for me.
You should be a dermatologist assistant.
That with a very specific focus.
This is the thing. You're not supposed to wait until you get on the beach to sunblock. You're supposed to sunblock 30 minutes in advance.
You're totally right. Yeah. And no one realizes that because it takes a while for it to work for whatever reason. It's not like a blanket.
I feel like a know-it-all. I mean, I am like generally naturally a know-it-all.
You know, but things,
when I'm going
fine.
To the beach with my friends, I'm like, well, you have to sunblock here at the house because it doesn't work when you get to the beach. And everybody's like, okay, you're a fun killer. Stop it.
Yeah, but I'm a protected fun killer.
Yeah, I'm a protected fun killer.
Whatever. And then you have to reapply about every 2 hours, 90 minutes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yep. All right. So what we've learned from the podcast thus far is if you go to the beach, you want either Kathleen or myself to go with you because we'll keep you safe. What about you, Kathleen? What do you think one non-athletic thing would be you could compete in?
You know, I think I could compete in how quickly I fall asleep after a glass of wine.
Singular glass.
Like when that last 6 ounces, you know, the last ounce of that 6 ounce glass goes down, it's how fast I can fall asleep without any medication help.
I want to be a spectator of that sport.
My friends have a whole album of me sleeping at parties, photo album.
Do they really?
Because I just have one drink and I fall asleep.
You need to bring we need to post some of these photos on our Instagram. Please, can you bring them in?
I will.
Ladies and gentlemen, tune in on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast.
I will post one there.
We need to see a snoozing Kathleen via wine. I love this.
I mean, I fell asleep at Yankee Stadium once. During a game, during a live game.
How do you do that?
Part narcolepsy, part like ability to tune out the entire world.
This is like a new secret goal I have, is I need to get Kathleen to fall asleep while she's out with me because of wine.
I will.
I don't know what I'm going to do with you after.
Like a damn baby.
Do this. I'll swaddle you.
That sounds like a
treat. I'll swaddle you and walk you all the way home.
Also,
we can do this.
In college, my party trick was I used to walk around with a pogo stick, and I really think I could compete in the pogo stick Olympics.
Yeah. What?
I know, we used to have house parties, and we had a pogo stick that we kept in the house, and then when I was drunk enough, I'd be like, all right, everybody come outside, and I would just pogo up and down the street. Because that's a normal thing to do.
This is your party trick. Like, oh, Kathleen's going to a party. She's got the pogo stick.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
This is the least discreet of any kind of, like, accessory for the evening.
I can, like, hang onto the bars and, like, put my feet sideways in the air and, like, do some, like, splits off of my pogo stick.
If you don't use it, do you lose it? Can you still do these?
You know, I haven't done it in a long time, but I keep thinking that I want to buy my nieces or nephews a pogo stick so then I can just use it when I visit them.
We should definitely have a pogo podcast where we do the whole thing. We could get a sports bra company sponsor.
Oh my! I've suggested for the big show that we do something with pogo sticks. It just always gets shut down. I don't know why.
If we have great ideas that keep getting shut down on the show, we do them here.
Yeah, here.
We have a pogo podcast.
We do it here.
Yes, we'll do it live.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. We'll do it here.
Is there anything else that you could compete in the non-Olympics? Olympics?
I mean, the non-Olympics Olympics, the anti-Olympics.
Yeah.
I think I can't get... I can't get hurt. And I don't think I'm special in this way, but when I'm drunk, I can't get hurt. Like,
okay.
I've heard fantastic stories of myself later on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how do I not feel anything or know anything?
Because, like, your body doesn't tense up.
Yeah. And I've just done some stupid ass. I really have. Like, I tried once a slip and slide wasn't available, but I really wanted to do it. So I had a deflated kiddie pool that I just put on my body like a little, like you would maybe a potato sack race.
Oh my God.
And I wet the grass with water bottles. And I went and I ran and I slid on my butt for a makeshift slip and slide. Oh, and you know, my ass had looked better. Purple's not my favorite color. Like, I did that. Once I thought I could dance on a couch, and I fell between the wall and the couch. Like, my friend said I could disappear. Like, there was a cloud of smoke. You didn't even see my body gradually go. Like, I was just gone. That was fine.
A cloud of smoke.
And before I got into yoga, my friend was a professional contortionist, and she spent an entire party just trying to put my body into, like, different shapes. And at one point, she had my chin on the floor, and, like, I'm laying on, like, my chest, and she's picking my feet up and trying to put them on the floor in front of my head.
Oh,
and
my
it's
God.
A wonder I didn't break my neck that day.
Well, you're really good at yoga now, so maybe that might be something in your future.
So I could try that, maybe. So basically... face stupidity.
Yeah.
That would be my Olympic sport.
That sounds pretty good to me. You know, some people are really good at quoting movies.
Yeah!
Like, a lot of people I know could be Olympic contenders in movie quotes. Like, I can't. I just don't remember movies. I've watched...
You're epic with TV shows, though. I find this weird.
But I've watched full movies through before I realized that I've already seen it. Like,
oh my God.
I've gotten to the end and be like, oh yeah, I've seen this one. Like, I cannot remember movie quotes for the life of me. Yeah.
I could... You know what I would enter you in? I would enter you in home decorating for the Olympics.
I don't know if I could do that.
See, it would have, but these rules seem too tough. Like, what would it be?
I could enter the Olympics for making lists and not following through. Like, I'm really good at that.
I like that.
Like, I love making lists, like, complete with, like, diagrams, and, like, I love making arrows by breaking down list items for how they're going to be produced, or, you know, or executed.
Okay.
Really good at that. But actually, like, doing it, making, crossing off, like, doing things that are on, I couldn't, no.
Oh, my God.
I can't. I just don't.
That's,
I get,
like,
tired. I take a nap.
Item one, take nap, falls asleep before crosses off. That's fine. I love lists, but I love the satisfaction of crossing things off.
Yeah.
So I constantly do. Like, I will add something onto my list after I already did it.
Yes, just so you can cross
just
it off.
Just so I can cross it off.
Oh my
Have
God.
A well-balanced breakfast. Did that 3 hours ago.
I wonder how organized these lives are, these lives, rather, of the Olympians. Like, they must have insane schedules.
I can't... Okay, so what they do, with the exception of maybe a few sports, you know, some are more physically demanding than others.
Yeah.
I have to imagine is, I mean, think about it. Most people, we have work schedules, we have passion like that we make time for, yeah. and we have social lives. Yeah. Everything goes into all, like the Olympics, all three categories for yeah. them. What the hell? How yeah. do they not fall apart? Like, if I work out every day, I feel like I need professional help.
Of course. And, you know, I imagine it's a lot easier to be on an organized team, like field hockey or synchronized swimming or soccer, because the whole responsibility of winning and producing a certain amount of athletic excellence doesn't fall solely on one individual.
That's true.
So I think if I were ever going to be in the Olympics, I would be on a team. Like, I couldn't do it myself.
What would your sport be?
I don't know, maybe soccer.
You'd be on the soccer team.
Well, soccer girls are like hot.
They are really
hot. And they always whip their shirts off.
And they have that power pose where they're screaming. Like, ah!
Yeah. Yeah, I like the power pose. I like the sports bras.
Yes.
I like the idea of shorts where wind, like air circulation gets underneath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. That's okay. You can feel it in your pits. Just keep away the swamp knockers.
Yeah, exactly.
I think this is good.
And like, you win and you're just like, yeah, I don't need a shirt. I just won.
I don't need, take my clothing. I have a gold medal. I can be naked now and I deserve it. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think I'd want to do gymnastics.
Really?
I would, because I've always had like an infatuation with all these acrobatics and flipping. And I mean, the pressure of not being on a team might drive me insane.
Okay.
But I still think the activity in itself is something I'd really want to do. Like, growing up, I was fascinated with cheerleading.
Yeah.
But I didn't like how it contained all the elements. Like, I didn't like how I would also have to cheer.
Yeah.
I just wanted to do the floor routine.
Yeah.
Like, I'm Missy and Bring It On.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a crap. I just want to flip around and run around.
Yeah.
And I didn't put two and two together and realize that that was essentially gymnastics.
Yeah.
So I didn't really do it at a young age.
Yeah.
And now I'm like, oh my God, these cheerleaders like do all this tumbling stuff. It's so cool.
It is awesome.
These Olympic gymnasts. That's what I think I'd want to do.
I mean, a lot of aspiring gymnasts when they're little become professional cheerleaders or get cheerleading scholarships as they get older, because there's a lot of crossover.
Also, didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah,
I could use all the help I could have gotten. That would have been really cool. What would we put Bethany in?
She would be an Olympic competitor in ripped jeans. And how far can you push the boundaries?
How far until they're almost not jeans anymore?
She's wearing a pair today where it's literally just like, it's a waistband with some flaps.
And the flaps, some parts managed to go all the way down to like her calves still. There's that much. Did she buy them like that?
No, she's like progressively ripped her jeans.
Okay.
Especially this morning, she was like doing some lunges and then you heard a...
Yep.
And I'm like, oh damn, that'll there goes another flap.
This is like, these are one of my favorite pairs of jeans. I refuse to throw them away. I have two knee holes, but they used to be solid jeans.
Yeah.
Like, there never was anything. I feel like I've earned this disgustingness.
You know what I like in the winter when you're like dressing down in your ripped jeans, but you also realize that you're going to be cold? I like it when you wear tights under ripped jeans. I think that's a cool
look. The new
tights
or the statement ones?
Statement tights.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not new tights. Cool. Does anybody wear new tights? I mean, like maybe grandmas.
I wear them under jeans when you can't see them to keep warm. I actually do this.
Really?
Yeah, like the dancer ones. The capizio.
Yeah,
the really
capizio.
Thick ones.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm going to drop my pants and show you when it gets cold again.
Speaking of getting cold, are you ready for fall shopping?
I'm always ready for all shopping. I just never partake.
I'm like kind of done with summer clothes, essentially because I have too many and I won't allow myself to buy any more sundresses.
Okay, fair enough.
Or else I might just turn into a sundress.
See, but my favorite part of your closetness. Yep, that's what I'm sticking with.
Yeah.
Is your summer skirt collection?
I do. I have an excellent summer skirt collection.
It's so good.
And I've already started cataloging in my head which are going to be fall transition pieces.
Another list you're never going to finish.
I'm never going to finish, and what I should put away.
Okay.
But I've been pinning like crazy.
So what's like happening in the fall that like what? I'm a man. I don't know this.
I'm all about the suede. I love anything suede. Suede skirts, suede jackets, in army green. I love that army green, that olive green that's coming back this season.
Oh, that's a good color.
I'm obsessed with it.
I didn't know it went anywhere. I'm just dreadfully out of touch.
It's like one of my favorites, and I love that color, that olive green paired with a bright orangey red. I think those two colors that look amazing
fun.
Together.
I don't know. We might have to shop. I'm just going to give you my credit card. please.
I've been into this orangey red lipstick that actually Bethany loved it so much. She went out and bought it herself. It's NARS Matte Lip Pencil in Red Square, which actually used to be Taylor Swift's signature lip color. And then I jumped on the bandwagon after she wore it.
And now it's Taylor Swift's and Kathleen's
Yeah,
color.
She doesn't really wear bold lip colors anymore. She's like been into a very nude makeup look phase, but... Anyway,
I couldn't do that. I can't do orangey. Like everyone thinks, or everyone, a lot of people think, oh, you wearing a red lip. I can't do a red lip. Everyone out there can do a red lip. You just need to find the sub hue.
Shade.
Yeah, the sub shade.
The sub shade.
To go with it.
For your skin color.
I need more of like a purplish than an orange.
Because you're like an olivey.
Yeah.
I have very yellow skin.
But you could wear yellow.
I can wear yellow, but I don't. But I have very yellow skin. And it's funny because I don't realize it until I put my arm next to other people. You know, like sometimes if you're taking a photo of like your bracelets or whatever, like next to Bethany, she's very pink.
Okay.
And I'm very yellow. Like I often buy makeup products for Asian girls because it's just it's the color of my skin.
So, okay. I'm learning new things. This is my new Olympic sport for Kathleen is figure out what the hell to put on me. Is there anything for... I am one of those people. I'm not even dating anyone right now, and I still want to do this. What kind of stuff is going to go on for the guys in the fall?
I don't know. I haven't looked.
I don't know. I've seen a lot of jackets on artists lately, so I'm only going to assume that statement jackets are going to be a big deal for dudes.
I love statement jackets.
I have to see that coming for guys.
And also, it's every cold season or when the fall comes, but I love guys in cardigans. Like, there's just something so hot about a guy in a very...
That's cute.
You know, sophisticated cardigan.
That's cute. Yeah, I could see you seeing Neil
like a smoking
in your
jacket.
Eyes like, as you talk about this. I'm just happy that pants are going to come back.
Yeah.
Because I am so particular. First of all, I hate flip-flops.
Yes. I hate flip-flops. Seriously, why do people wear flip-flops?
I don't know. Unless I'm going to the beach. And I don't throw hate on a lot of stuff because my general attitude is if it makes you happy and it's not bad for anyone, do it.
Yeah, let your freak flag fly, whatever you want to do.
I can't say that about flip-flops.
And
I hate them.
When interns come in here wearing flip-flops, I hardcore judge them.
Care more!
Yeah, I mean, you're in a workplace environment. Yes, I understand you're in college. Yes, I understand you have a limited budget. But sandals, like a nice, clean-cut pair of sandals, doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Flip-flops, to me, says, I don't give a crap.
Yep. I mean, yeah, so I show up in onesie pajamas at least two times a year. I waited until I was a hired employee. I worked hard to look this disgusting. Come on now. So, guys, no more flip-flops.
No more flip-flops.
And then I am also really particular about shorts on men.
No cargo shorts.
No, I hate cargo shorts. I hate like the loose fitting ones that like if they jumped off a building, they'd be fine because the leg pant would open up and be wide and catch them. That's going to be no mas.
Do you not remember when cargo shorts used to be so long that they were like maybe a centimeter away from being capri pants on guys?
You can fit like your Walkman in a...
And like I just can't. Sometimes I play this game, European or bad style.
Which is the opposite for women. It's European or fantastic style. So riddle me that.
I know.
I'm pretty jet. So I don't really care what flavors are coming up for men moving forward. I'm just glad that you guys are going to have to get rid of those damn flip-flop shower shoes and shorts. And yep, Kathleen's nodding in fashion approval with this.
You know where I was looking at fashion recently?
What?
During the Republican and Democratic debates.
Oh, God.
I love to see what people in the audience are wearing. And I also love like a really clean cut political guy. It doesn't matter which side you are on. Just like in a blazer and a white shirt. I'm just like, there's something so hot about that.
Men in suits. Men pulling off a good suit.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm all about that.
Like all the Olympians coming in their Ralph Lauren blazers.
Stop it.
Oh my God, I'm like, navy blue blazer.
And you know those bodies for most of them are even more attractive underneath.
I went online to try and buy my own Olympic blazer, which you can do at RalphLauren.com.
I thought that was only for them.
No, you can buy the whole outfit and it's like $700.
I mean, they look really good though.
I know.
So if you're going to drunk shop for anything, maybe just support America and fashion all in the same.
If I wear this blazer, will I have a body mass index of... 19?
If I'm going to buy that blazer and I'm just going to walk around with this on my phone. I deserve this.
I am wearing a navy blue blazer.
For all you know, I am making my country very proud.
USA.
That's just... You know, I saw someone in the subway once wearing... They had the ring tattoos, the Olympic ring tattoos on their forearm. And to this day, I regret not asking them.
Oh my God.
I can only assume they competed.
Or they were a coach.
Or they were a coach. You know what? They were young, though. They were more like, you know, they were in their early, mid-20s. So yeah. I'm just going to assume that they competed or they're really passionate about the Olympics.
But imagine you ask them, you're like, oh, hey, what cool Olympic sport did you compete in? And then they were like, curling.
Like, that's nice. No hate on curlers, but you're probably not the most exciting to watch.
Yeah.
Not that I could ever do that. But, you know.
Like ping pong.
Exactly. I'd make like a curling iron joke and then they'd hate me. And then I'd have to get off at the next stop, even though it's probably not my stop. And that's maybe it's a good thing I didn't ask.
I imagine that if you have pets, ping pong is like something really great to put on TV because it's like the cats are just like from the left to the right, from the left to the right. But I can't get down of it. It makes me think of Forrest Gump.
Oh my God, that's great. That's hilarious. Well, now I know what I'm going to think of next time I see it.
Yeah.
It's been ruined forever, or maybe made, because that's an excellent movie.
Yeah.
So, we missed Bethany a whole shit ton.
Oh my God, I know.
But we still managed to burn an entire podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
So, Kathleen, in interest of keeping up with tradition, what did you learn this week?
I learned this week that it's okay to be confused about politics right now. And this is something we've never really talked about on this podcast.
We stay away,
generally. We stay away, yeah. But I was a political science major in college, so...
I didn't know that!
Yeah, I was a political science major at Rutgers University.
Bravo.
And, I am really into this election, but I'm also really confused about this election. Like, really, really confused.
There's a lot to be confused about.
And we usually don't talk politics in my household because we're most of the time on opposite ends of the spectrum.
Ooh.
But we're actually agreeing this time. And I'm not going to tell you who I'm going to vote for, but I want everybody to go to this website, isidewith.com. And it's just a cool website. You answer questions that are keynote issues for the, you know, for the Democrats and the Republicans right now for both candidates running. And it tells you kind of based on these questions that you answer who maybe you're siding with most.
What was that website again?
Isidewith.com.
That is awesome because as we all know on social media and even in like in media, there's so many things are you should vote for me because the other person is blank.
Yeah.
And although at the end of the day that might be right, that doesn't tell me anymore why I should vote for you.
Yeah.
Like that doesn't tell me much about your policies mm-hmm. or what you're going to do. That just tells me why you hate the other person.
Exactly.
That drives me crazy.
Yeah.
So this is good.
Yeah. So I took the test and I like my results were as expected.
Yeah.
But it really opened my eyes to a variety of issues that I didn't realize that I really needed to be more educated on.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
I love that.
So what do you this week?
I learned it's not how much you make, it's how much you save.
Yeah, man.
That's when you need money for something, it's really not going to be your paycheck that's going to have it your back. It's going to be what you haven't spent because you didn't need to. For example, I am moving in a month or two. I'm not far, only a couple blocks away from where I live now. I just wanted a little bit more space.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been furnishing an entire apartment basically by myself.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff. Like it requires a lot. And I'm one of those people who need to be happy in their environment. So I can't just go on and pick the cheapest of everything.
No, of
because
course not.
That will make me like uncomfortable and nervous. Like, you know, it'll bring up anxieties that I have.
Have you been on Craigslist yet?
I've been on Craigslist, but I've gotten the statement pieces already.
Yeah.
So what I know I need to match are so, you know, fine and, you know, such a little nook for that
yeah.
that I've had to do further research. And I'm pretty content. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's really nerve-wracking writing a check that big for anything. But I have to remind myself, like, this is thankfully money I have because I have not been an idiot for the past few years.
And I always have this belief that if you just spend a little bit more money up front on something, whether it be clothes or furniture or whatever, in the long run, you're going to spend less money on replacing that item had you bought the cheap one.
Yeah, replacing is going to be a big thing. My mom like has the right idea. She's like, you don't need to buy everything good now. Just get something and then you can, you know, in a year, buy what you want for it. And I agree and I disagree. I would rather live without.
Yes, I agree.
I'll just live without. Like, we have an accent wall in the apartment. I think we're going to take some time to decorate it. Yeah. I don't need to buy crap to put there. And, it's okay. Just wait. Get the things you need to make you happy in your home, maybe in your closet. And you could spend the money if you know it's something that's going to last. I never suggest something trendy. Like, something statement and that you can really get use out of. But, you know, place savers, just have patience, man.
And I'm a huge fan of recycling. I like buying used furniture.
Yeah, but you can fix them up, too.
Yeah, sometimes they don't even need to be fixed up.
Yeah.
Sometimes people don't even know what they're selling.
I can't wait for you to come and help me. Like,
oh my God, I'm so there.
Like, look it. So, thank you for sticking around with us for two-thirds of the podcast members, rather. We really miss you, Bethany.
Yes,
but
we do.
Congratulations on doing such a kick-ass thing.
She's like our coolest friend.
Right? I mean, I was so pissed when she's like, I can't be in the podcast. I'm like, oh, emoji eyes.
I know.
And she goes, I'm being on NTV. I'm like, oh, heart eyes!
Happy face.
Yay! Amazing.
So, you know what? Give Bethany a shout out since she wasn't here today. You can contact us on Twitter at Acquired Podcast.
And also, as we said, on Instagram at Acquired Taste Podcast and
Facebook, Acquired Taste Podcast.
All right, guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We love you. Reach out with anything you want us to discuss. We'll be happy to talk with you, and we'll see you next week.